You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. In the wake of the massive oil spill on the Kalamazoo River in 2010, Enbridge Energy agreed to buy homes near the river and ended up purchasing 154 of them. Battle Creek Enquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman has found a mixed reaction 3 years after the oil spill and 2 years after that home buying program ended, and Jennifer Bowman joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's start off with going back and explaining for people who might have forgotten, how exactly did this home buying program work? Who qualified?
Sure. Well, after the spill in July 2010, Enbridge came out with a program called its Property Purchase Program. And basically, those who qualified were homeowners who were within 200 feet of the river, and then extended to those outside of the red zone on a case-by-case basis, what Enbridge said was for special considerations only. So that's where some of the animosity comes, because there were folks who were just outside that 200-feet zone that might not have been offered a buyout.
And that's where some of the controversy lies, that there are people who, in one case, you interviewed a gentleman right across the street from the boundary who, he doesn't qualify for anything, right?
Sure, yeah. He lived right across the street. His neighbors right across the street were within 200 feet of the river. They were offered buyouts. Some took them, some didn't. And what he got was he got a couple trees in his front yard, and he got the road, actually, that separates his neighbors who qualified and him was repaved by Enbridge. So in these neighborhoods, like this man lived in the Squaw Creek subdivision in Marshall Township, you know, there's some folks in this neighborhood who are close and didn't get it. And so that's where some of the feelings come. But what this guy said, and it's interesting, he said, well, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm pretty satisfied. You know, they did more than I really expected them to do. Now, of course, that's not how everyone feels, but there's definitely mixed feelings about it.
But let's stay for just a moment with that idea of some of the people who do give Enbridge credit. Who else says that Enbridge, you know, stepped up and did what they should have done in this situation?
Sure. Well, not surprisingly, it's some folks who took the buyout. You know, there's a couple homeowners who didn't expect to be offered anything. And so they say, you know, they give Enbridge credit for giving them money and what they say is a reasonable price for their home. They were able to, you know, pay off mortgages or build a dream home twice for the folks I spoke to. And they say, hey, you know, Enbridge did way more than I expected them to. I wasn't expecting to have my house bought. And, you know, there was one quote from a man who took a buyout, and he said the ones who were unhappy about what Enbridge offered for their property and might have, you know, turned down the buyout, he said, quote, the ones screaming the loudest are probably the greediest. So 3 years later, it's still a pretty heated debate.
As the headline on your story says, Enbridge gets high marks from some, but hard feelings linger over buyouts. Where do the hard feelings reside?
Well, I think it's for folks who, you know, might have just been unhappy that they didn't get a buyout in the first place, or the folks who might have not ever been interested in the buyout but are concerned about what this means for property value in their neighborhood. So if they want to sell their house and, you know, some say, hey, I'm dealing with this lower property value because of this. And there's concern that, you know, when Enbridge comes out and sells these homes, you know, they've only sold 17 so far and there's a few more pending. But they're concerned that the homes will be sold under what they're worth and can affect their home value if they decide to turn around and sell it themselves. And of course, you know, there's always going to be hard feelings, you know, against Enbridge from some people because, you know, quite frankly, there's people upset that there was a massive oil spill in their backyard, and that'll be something that'll be very difficult to get over for a lot of people.
Realtor Matt Davis was someone you spoke to who, raised some concerns about people who were outside of that zone where you qualify to have your home bought. He also, though, said that, I'm reading here, some buyers are being shut out of being able to purchase homes that might be available for purchase. What exactly is he getting at there?
Well, you know, there's always been this debate over, you know, when the program started, there was the concern that they were going to just put all the properties that they bought for sale on the market. And there was concern that would, you know, flood the market. But Enbridge has taken what they call a very strategic approach and releasing these homes on the market as, quote, the market allows it to. And what Matt Davis said is, you know, we have a low inventory in this area. We can help you find buyers if you communicate with the real estate community. Let's get these homes, you know, occupied. Let's not have these vacant homes sitting here and let's get these homes filled up. Because, you know, I think the real estate community and Enbridge is kind of on the same page with this, saying, Enbridge doesn't want these properties forever. It's not like they want to keep this inventory. So, that was his concern, is can we get these homes filled if you let us? And if you can improve communication with the real estate community, which Enbridge maintains it is working with local real estate professionals.
We have about 30 seconds left. As we noted to start the interview here, Enbridge has purchased 154 homes in that area. How many have been sold so far?
They've sold 14 properties. There's three more pending that Enbridge says they're expected to close within the month. And it's also donated three properties to the Haven Arrest Ministries, which takes care. They oversee the homeless shelter here in Battle Creek and offer some rehab programs for those battling addiction and poverty.
Jennifer, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Jennifer Bowman is a reporter for the Battle Creek Inquirer.